Hey guys, what's up? I've been on a roll. I'm enjoying these. I'm doing these every morning, so I'm going to do another one in the key of F major this time. And again, I'll be using the chord chart I was talking about before that I found on the internet, whatever a Roman numeral chord goes to whatever Roman numeral chord. And there's a lot of interesting options. So I came up with this really cool, neat progression. And I'll spell it out for you right now. The progression is... I'm using a lot of secondary dominance. So this is the chord progression I came up with. So the one chord is F, then the a 5 of minor 6, which is A, and then the A goes to the minor 6, which is D minor, and then I did a 5 of 4, which is F7, and F7 resolving to the 4 chord, which is B flat. That's the other secondary dominant that I had. F7 going to B flat. And then I did something really interesting. I did 5 of 2, which is D or D7 going to G minor. That's the 2 chord. Then we have the 5 chord, which is C7, resolving to a F chord, the tonic. Okay, so let us build the bass line. So I'm going to build the bass line first of all. So what should we do? We have a low F here. Okay, I'll use the low F. Okay, then we have an A, which is a secondary dominant of the minor 6 chord. So I guess we can do a root position. Yeah, let's do a root position, A. Okay, so got that. Then we're resolving. We're going to D minor. So D minor will be... I could go back down to F. Or I could go up. I think I just want to go up, actually. Unless I did a C7. No, that's not going to work. I'm going to go up to the D there. Root position. And then we have a 5 of 4. So what would I do for the 5 of 4? Okay, let's do something interesting here. Let's put the 7th on the bottom. Okay, 5, 7 of 4. We'll put the E on the bottom. I don't know if that's going to work, but we've got to think about how to do this. Oh, okay, this is cool. Then I will go to the B flat, and that will be in first inversion. So you got the D there. So that will be a 4 chord in first inversion. Cool. And then we're going to go to the D. Oh, let's just carry that over. That's our first carryover. So the D note will carry over because of the 5 of 2, which is D7. Okay. And then after D7... we want to go to G. I guess we'll do a 2 chord in first inversion. So we have the B flat there. That's cool. And then we have C7. So we want a root position C there because that's the dominant chord. C7 resolving to F. So C can go up to F or down to F. I guess I'll go to the lower F. Okay, cool. We have built a bass line. Okay, next we're going to build the other line, the other voices. So let's do something different here. We're going back to the first chord. We'll stick a C there. We got the F, we got the C. How about another F there? And then we want an A. We desperately want an A. So we got an A like right there. Okay, cool. That's our first chord done. I have a little bit of coffee here. Okay, then we have an A, which is that. I guess we could have another A there. Carry the A over, why not? Let's be clever. And then we want to have that be an E at the top there. We got the E and the C. Oh, I see, that has to become a C sharp. Okay. So that's become a C sharp. Cool. So we have the secondary dominant, which is A major. Yeah, we're not having it be a 7 chord. That's fine. Okay, so now we got to move to the 6 chord, which is D minor. D. Let's vary it up a bit. And let's put the F here at the bottom. So we got D, F. Then we are going to stick A. Another F. I don't know if that works. Yeah, why not? Stick another F there. We might have parallel eights, but whatever. For now, whatever. Okay. Actually, we want that D at the top. I think I might remodel this, actually. The D at the top looks nice. The D there looks nice. I don't want an A again, though. Okay. So we're going to pop that up there. Okay. So we got D, F, A, and then D again. Or I could go to a 7 chord. Oh, yeah, maybe let's do that. Let's always take the experimental route. That top D, I'm going to turn back into a natural. So it's a D minor 7. Cool, in first inversion. Okay, we got D minor 7 there. Okay, then we're going to go to the F7. So oh, this is interesting because we got that bass there. E. Then we're going to want to stick a F like this. Yeah, we'll carry over that F like this. We got the F, and then we want the C will carry through, right? Yeah, the C will carry through. Got the C at the top. We really want an A. Oh, the A just carries right through. That worked out perfectly in theory. Okay, now we have the B, the fourth last chord. So that's the B flat. Let's see here. We got the D on the bottom. Then we want to stick in, I want to change it up a bit. D to, what if I made an, oh God, what should I do? Let's make it another 7 chord. Let's make it a 6-5. Why not? We're being crazy here. D, A, and we got a B at the top there. What are we missing here? We're missing an F. Okay, we got an F in there. Okay, that is the fourth last chord. Then we want D7, which is the 5 of 2. D, and is that right? D and A can carry across. That F becomes an F sharp. Okay, that F becomes an F sharp. And then the D. What should I do? Maybe make it a D7. Yeah, let's make it a D7. There are a lot of seventh chords in this. Okay, I don't have a lot of time because my kid has a call soon, so I've got to hurry up here. D7, and then we now G minor 7, first inversion. Then we're talking about the 2-5-1 at the very end. So we got B flat. Then we are going to stick a D can carry across again. Yeah, I guess it can. And then, no, I don't want to do, this is confusing. B, let's stick a G there. I don't lie. That doesn't look good. This is a mistake. Ah, there's mistakes. That B flat has to be the A, so therefore, let's double the, I'm redoing this here. Sorry. Two B flats in a row, then we got the G, and then we got the G, then we got a D. Sorry, to bog down at the end here. I think I moved in parallel fifths. Oh, well, so be it. I don't have a lot of time. Okay, then we have C, and, okay, well, we're going to think ahead here to the F and the F. I'm thinking ahead to the last chord first, so I got F there, F on top. Nah, I've got to build that C chord. I guess I could put an E at the top there to make that, jumping back to the thing. The chord before, which is C and C. The G can carry across, so we got the G. Now all we need is a double the C again, or make it a 7. Yeah, we'll carry the B flat across. Wow. Okay, B flat across. Now we got F and F, and we're going to go to back to C, I guess, at the top there. C, now all we need is an A, and there. Okay, I think we've done it in theory. We'll plug it into the computer, and I'm sure I'll find lots of little mistakes. But let me do a quick interval analysis here. Okay, so did I write it out here? Okay, interval analysis. We're going back to the beginning. F to A. F to A, that's a 10th. Then the A to F, that's a 6th, right? And then we got a 5th on top. Okay, next one, we're doing the A major chord, which is the secondary dominant. A to A, we got an 8. A to E, we got a 5th. And then we've got a E to C with 6 on top. Okay, cool. Then we have the D minor. We got a 3rd. The F to A, that's a 10th and a 3rd. Okay. Then we got another secondary dominant. The 5, 7 of 5. So we've got a 2 because it's E and the F. F to A is a 10th and then a 3rd. Okay, cool. And then we have a 5th, the 4th last chord, 5th, A to F, that's a 6th, and a 4th. Looks like we have a 4th. That's our first 4th. Interesting. Let's carry across. That 5th carries across, so it's not really cheating. The 6th. Oh, cool. Okay, I see. You know, that's this, another 6 is going to carry across. And that 4th on top becomes a 5th, so it's not as bad as I thought. A 4th going to a 5th. Then we've got B to B. We've got an 8. Then we've got a B to G. That's a 6. And, ooh, I do think we have a 5th there. We have parallel 5ths. Okay, I don't have time to change it. I'm sorry. That G minor has parallel 5ths. And then we have C to B. That's a 7th because it's C to B, right? B to G, that's a 6. B to C is B to G, that's a 6. And then G to E, that's a 6 on top. Good. Okay, the very last chord as F to A, that's a 10th. And then A, think here, A to C, that's a 10th. 2/10. Wow. A to C, and then we got a 4th on top. Okay, so we've got one parallel 5th. Maybe I'll try to fix that in the computer. Okay, I'm going to plug this into the computer and I'll be back in a little bit. Bye for now. Okay, I don't have much time because my child has a call soon, so I had to put it in the computer and I found some major things that sounded horrible or didn't sound right, so I had to change them. And what I did was in my written form, SATB, I resolved like the secondary dominant A going to D minor 7. So that sounded really bad because in classical music, you never resolve to a 7th chord. So that C sounded horrible. So I changed it just to a standard D minor. And I think I did the same later on with the B flat. But anyway, let me read it. I'll play it for you and you can hear all the changes I made. Then I'll explain the changes. Okay, so here it is when it's been punched into the computer. Logic Pro X. Here we go. Cool. So the first chord, of course, is an F major. The second chord is a in root position, so that is the 5 of 6. And then this change I made here, it's just the A resolving to D minor instead of D minor 7 because that sounds way better. And then I made another change here, so I go to the F. In my written form, I went from a F7 to B flat. That didn't sound good, didn't work out for many reasons. So long story short, I just made it. Oh yeah, I moved it. I moved to the A in the bass, but that didn't sound good because I had a weird sort of resonance. So I had to move the bass note to an F. Shoot, Logic just did a change here. Okay, so I had the root note. I had to make an F to sound good. So that 4th chord is F, another F, an A, and then a C. Okay, so after that F, which is the 5 of 4, then I'm going to the 4 chord. And this actually sounded, oh, what did it sound again here? So this is B flat 7. This sounded good, actually. So we got a D in the bass, and then we got an A, which is the 7th. Then we got an F, which is the 5th, and the B flat, which is the root. And that sounded pretty good. Then that B flat goes to D7, which is the 5 of 2. So that is a D, D, and then we have an F sharp and a C. Cool. And that sounded really cool because it goes to the 2 chord, which is G minor, right? Here in Logic, it's written B flat 6, but it's really G minor in first inversion. So you got the B flat in the bass. Then we got another B flat. Then we got a G, which is the root. Then we got a D, which is the 5th. And that is the 2 chord. Then we have the going to the 5 chord, which is C7. Okay? And that's the 5 chord, the 5-7. And then resolving to the 1 chord, which is F. Okay. And considering I only did this in about 10 minutes or so, it's not bad. I would love to rewrite it out on paper and do an interval analysis, but I just don't have time because I have 20 minutes to get ready for my next call that my kid is on. So I will play this for you one more time. I'll take a picture and I will upload this podcast. So here, I'll play it one more time. Okay, I'll upload a picture of the piano roll, and that's it. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye for now.